Okay. Concerning Brother Brian, I don't know what type of rules or regulations you have in your home. I know you'll be coming to the States. When you come to the States, is he still going to remain at your home, or where is he going to go?
Come again?
When you come to the States to have the baby, is he going to continue at your
Mm-hmm.
home, or where is he, who is he going to stay with?
No, as I told you, I'm going to get an apartment first, and then once I get the baby, because where I'll be seeing the doctor for antenatal is far, because Caro is very, very far, so commuting will be tricky for me.
Okay, so let's go here for a minute. Brother Brian's parents, where's Brian's parents?
The Brian's mom is in Kenya.
Okay, and his dad?
His dad has never been in the picture for quite some time, but he's also in Kenya.
Okay. Is his mother on drugs?
Is the mother on?
Is his mother on drugs?
No, she's been on alcohol.
Okay. So she has an addiction. Okay, let's go back for a minute. I don't know if you understood the question. When you move to the States, is Brian going to move with you?
That was the plan initially, but from the way he's behaving, I don't think he'll come along because he's going to give me more problems.
Okay. Brian's in a very sensitive season. This is the year for mastery for Brian is mastering some things, but he has to choose what he's going to master. Brian is in a season of a new beginning, so he really needs to be mindful what he's doing. Is he aware of the prophetic and believes in the prophetic?
Is there what?
Does he know about the prophetic? Does he know about the prophetic and does he believe in the prophetic?
Yes, he does. He's aware of that.
Okay. Because I know we're having this one-on-one with you. Is Brian working right now or he's only in school?
Is Brian doing what?
Is Brian working right now or he's only in school?
Work? No, working? No, he just finished his high school. He just got the results yesterday.
Okay. There's a lot I can say about Brian. It's just that if Brian doesn't make the proper decisions this year of his life, it's going to follow him out for the next 5 to 10 years. It's very important Brian gets on the right track right now. If you feel he's open, I would say he needs to have a one-on-one with Bishop and I, because he needs to know that what he's been through is not the truth of him. Okay? There's a lot of things he's experienced in life that he hasn't even spoken about. Was there any abuse? Was Brian abused in any form or fashion that you're aware of?
I think that, I think the time they were with their mother, that must have happened, but they don't come out open. Because me, when the mother was not doing well, that's when I took Brian and I started taking care of Brian's education.
Right, but was do you know of any abuse with Brian? Was Brian abused in any form or fashion?
I've suspected that, but when I asked my sister, she doesn't come out clean on that.
Okay. Now, when you say you suspected that, what type of abuse have you suspected?
I'm suspecting sexual abuse because you find his confidence is not there, but we've been trying to help him get to come out and be a confident person.
Yeah. If you can get some oil into his hand, or even get the 32-ounce bottle of olive oil, put the smaller one in it all the way through so it'll last longer. You need to start getting him bathed in the holy anointing oil, and you need to be he needs to not pray over, but you need to begin to pray with him. Begin to go through this. Check your email. Bishop sent you the email. We need to know that you have the email because, yeah, check your email while we're speaking so I know that you have the email. Now, once you're
Okay,
checking your email, yeah,
I'm
just let me
with
know you're
you.
checking it. let me know you're checking it. And just make sure you can
open
them.
Yeah, I've received it.
Okay, just make sure you can open them and read them, because there's some things that God is attempting to do for Brian, and this is the season for it. Okay, he wants to break this yoke, and this is the season. Okay? You'll be headed to the States. God says just leave the decision concerning that Brian will come with you on the back burner for a minute. Don't make any final decisions concerning that, because God is doing a work in him. God is working on his self-esteem. And it's interesting you said self-esteem, because Bishop just finished teaching on spiritual warfare, and then he did the series on breaking generational curses. And the next series that he just announced on Sunday is breaking the chains of low self-esteem. So it's important if you guys can get on the conference calls, to start getting on the conference calls, because it's a lot of things Brian is walking through, and it's not by might and it's not by power. It's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord God that this seems to be going to be broken. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke, and he needs to be under the right anointing in this season. Otherwise, Brian is going to be really in some situations. I know what you said about his addiction. I said Brian really needs to begin to really get in the Word, stay under the Word, stay under the anointing, and begin to just continue to study to show himself approved. He has to become the Word in this season. I see some things that God is attempting to offset concerning this girlfriend. He really does not need any female or male friends right now. He really needs to buckle down and stay focused and not bite the distractions that are coming his way.
Okay, I didn't hear what you said, Glass. What did you say?
He needs not bite the distractions that are coming his way.
Okay.
So I don't know what it would take. He definitely needs his own one-on-one setup. He needs his own one-on-one. There's some things that Bishop needs to share with him on the call, on the one-on-one by himself, because Brian needs to be set on the right track right now. Yeah.
Okay.
And who are the mentors in his life? Does he have father figures in his life?
No, he doesn't have.
Right. He needs to be around more men, responsible men, men who are knowing what to do. And in saying this, when you leave where you're at, or when you come to New York, if he's with you, or even in favor's presence, be mindful of the individuals you're bringing around and having in the presence of the children in this season. They're in a very sensitive season. So God says, peace be still and know. Also, speaking about Favor's father the other day, Favor needs to make contact with her father once she gets into the States.
Yeah, we're going to do that, because I'd already talked with the dad, and he said he's ready to meet his daughter. So once we are there, I'll just keep in touch, and then I'll let them meet. Hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Yes, Father God says make sure that you make that Favor makes contact with her father.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Has she met her grandparents on her father's side?
No, she has never met them.
Yeah. Father God says make sure that they make contact, because there is a book there. There's a blessing. And I think this came up before. There's an inheritance there. There's an inheritance.
Okay.
And they're going to love her. They're going to take favor on her. And I'm going to be honest with you. They're going to want to keep her. Not take custody, but they're going to want to keep her. They're going to like her so bad. They are going to love her so much.
Okay.
Now you said her father remarried. Did he have any other children?
He's got a son with a current woman, and there is also another daughter before Favor.
How old are the children?
The one who's older than Favor, I think she's maybe five years older than Favor, and then The current one is 1 year plus, the one that they just got sometimes last year.
Okay. So, woman of God, definitely make contact and just know that all things are coming together for favor's good. There's a hedge of protection around you and family, so worry not, fret not. Father God, this is the season of a brand new day. And Father God says, just fix up where you're living to move on. Boy, I see so much. You're in a house right now or an apartment?
I'm in a house in Uganda. It's a house.
Okay. How many bedrooms do you have in the house that you're currently in?
Come again?
How many bedrooms do you have in the house you're currently in?
I have, it's like, how many? Four, five, six. Like, okay, seven bedroom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very interesting season.
Okay.
A very interesting season. Father God says this makes you dot the I and cross every T, any paperwork or contract, that it's in divine order.
Amen.
Ah, Shaka Labo Shaka. Do you have any questions, woman of God?
The question that I have is about, you told me about I should anoint my office, and there's something you say that Bishop will explain with the, about the hand.
Amen. Bishop will explain about the what?
The hand. The hand, because you told me I need to anoint my office.
Right. I said to anoint your office, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, the medusa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll send you some information, but also we'll be, what I may do is on Facebook, or I'll email you some details concerning it, okay?
Right, okay.
Say it again?
I'll email it to her now.
Amen. And Bishop's going to email you the paperwork concerning the masseuse, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And Bishop said that when you get... Bishop said that when you receive it, that you're going to need two, because what you say you're going
to help if she's renting out. I need to go on the door.
Amen. Amen. And woman of God, do you have any questions this far?
I think, no, it's about also this issue of Brian that you talk about, the current friends, when you came up with the issue of the girlfriends. So what do you, because you know when I asked, he denies to me, he says no, but to other people, he talks about it. So how should I go about that one?
You can ask him again and see what he says and just give him his faith and his creativity. But also, if you have any rules or boundaries within your home, you need to make him aware of it. So that
he's aware of all the rules.
Yeah, well, be open in this season, yet listen to what he has to say and communicate with him.
Okay. I'll do that. Hello?
Be open.
Amen. And I'm here. I'm here. And as you, have you opened up the email from Bishop Berrien?
I didn't get you. I didn't get the question.
The email the bishop sent you, the ebook. Do you have it? And did you open it?
Yeah, I've opened it about the attachment you sent me. I've opened and I've printed. I'm now going to go through them.
Okay, so you see them. Okay, as you go through them, if there's a family tree in one, you may want to make a copy of a few copies of it, because now you're able to identify your family and situations. You're able to look at those in the room, friends and family, they're all around you. You'll be able to identify what aspect they are. Now, even taking a look at our lives, as we take a look at our lives, we have to remember we are our first role models. We're the first role models, are we not, to our children. What our children do they think that times are normal, and they think that it's okay. But if we've already been down that path, now the situation, for example, right now, you're having a baby, okay? Does Brian and Favor understand and know who the father is?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So now take a look at this situation and begin some wisdom, okay? Do you think, what is this saying to Brian in Favor if you have someone at home and now you're pregnant? What is that saying to them?
Come again?
I said, you're pregnant right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not married.
Mm-hmm.
What is this saying to Favor and Brian right now?
What I tell them?
No, what is this situation saying? What is this saying to Brian and Favor?
I think Brian is just quiet, but Favor, for how she talks about it. But Brian is he's very conservative. He doesn't talk much. He keeps a lot in his heart.
Yes, and I understand that. Now, Sister Opening, Sister Beatrice, what message are you sending? What message are you sending to them in this situation, in this space?
It's not a good message because I need to do everything in the right order, but that did not happen. I think once I've read the book, I have to deal with it because it's something that it's a tree. Because also my aunties are like that. It's only my mom who's properly married. Because I have my big auntie, she has kids outside wedlock, and so it's something that is in the family tree that which I need to deal with and approach.
Yes, and this is good and this is powerful. And now, Sister Beatrice, you have something you can share with Brian. You can say, Brian, I've made some choices, I've made some decisions, and they were not good. Yet now I want you to learn from them and don't want you to make the same mistakes. This is what breaking generational curses is about. Being able to sit down, communicate, be transparent, and be open and speak honestly to our youth. And now that you say to Brian, you know, I made a mistake. I would not do this again or wouldn't have chosen this. Now you can say to him, Brother Brian, this is why. I share with you now, and you can ask him when you're ready and open. Give him some of the documents and share what Bishop has sent. Ask him, is everything okay? What's going on? And then when the time presents itself, go through the materials, there'll be a time you can ask him, you know, Brother Brian, have you ever been abused? How were you abused? Share with me maybe so I can I can help you, so I can get people that can help you. Okay? And you can ask him the questions you see in the book, and that's going to help free him and save him as well.
Amen. I'll do that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And do you have any further questions for today?
For today, you didn't, because you told me you're going to also pray over the baby that I'm carrying, because we've only talked about Favor and Brian.
Yes. Yes. And have you began to select a name for the baby?
I have a name.
Okay, and what's the name you're calling the baby?
Praise. I'm calling the baby Praise.
Praise, okay. So email the full name to Bishop and I, and Bishop is going to pull up some information for you in reference to Praise, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
And you're spelling it P-R-A-I-S-E.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to pray. Father God, we thank you for baby praise. Father God, we bless you. We praise. Father God, even as we speak the word praise, that praise will come forth as a praiser and a worshiper, one that will lead and not follow. Father God, we thank you for Sister Beatrice today, Father God. We thank you for giving Praise the opportunity to come and give us the opportunity to experience the baby, to experience this young woman in a special way, Father God. Bless Praise in the womb, Father God. Bless her lungs.
bless her eyes, Father God. Bless her body. Bless her body as it's forming. Bless her circulation, Father God. Bless baby praise in the development of stage in the body, baby. In the body, Father God. That this baby will come forth to praise you, to worship you, to adore you, to lift you up, to be one that will echo the voices, Father God. Bless baby praise, Father God. Lead baby praise. In your will and your way, Father God. Father God, thank you for touching baby praise from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Touch her hands and her limbs. Touch each and every part of the body, Father God. Thank you for touching the limbs that are forming in the body, Father God. Thank you for touching each and every organ, Father God. Touch baby praise in a special way, Father God. Lead her and prepare her in your way, Father God. Bless Sister Venus in a special way, Father God. Touch her mind and touch her emotions in this season, Father God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father God, we thank you for touching her home. Thank you for the hedge of protection around the family in this season. Safety in coming and safety in going and travel, Father God. Lead them and guide them in your will. Let this be a family that will praise and worship and begin to speak forth your word to the people of God, Father God. Prepare them for the work that you've assigned for them. Touch their hands, touch their bodies, touch their minds in this season, Father God. And even as we're praying for baby praise, bless us the favor in a special way, Father God. Bless her mind and her emotions in this season. Prepare her for the next level that you have for her. Let her know she's the head and not the tail, Father God. That she's a leader, Father God, a leader amongst leaders, Father God. And even touch Brother Brian, Father God. Touch his mind and touch his heart. Let forgiveness rule in his mind and his heart, Father God. Touch his body and his emotions and bring him in divine coordinates and balance of your commandments, Father God. Lead him out of his captivity. Lead him into the liberty that you promised, Father God. Bless Brother Brian in a special way. Strengthen his mind, Father God. Strengthen his heart. Strengthen his walk, Father God, in and through you. Let him know that he is the head and not the tail, that he's above and not beneath, Father God. Touch Brother Brian in a special way, Father God. Touch him, Lord. Touch him. That he'll be one to speak forth and preach forth your word to bring many to the kingdom, Father God. Let him be the deliverer that you sent him to be, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. And even touch Sister Opie's mother in a special way, Father God. Touch her mind in this season, Father God. Touch her blood and her circulation, Father God. Touch her feet right now, Father God. Just touch her feet. Give her comfort and peace to her feet and her walk in this season, Father God. Let her not worry, Father God. Let her know that she's too blessed to be stretched. Touch her in a special way. Father God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit and your ministry and work. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And woman of God, I just hear Father God saying, be at peace. There's no mistakes in the universe. Father God says, as you share what you have to share with Brian and Faith and the family, it's not to bring up old stuff. It's just to begin to break the generational curses and to let them know that if they don't share, they're going to continue to repeat. So it's important that the sharing comes forth and the truth comes forth so that it won't pass down the line. It'll stop the cycle. And even as baby faith is being born, it's a cycle being broken. There's a cycle being broken. Jesus' name. You have to participate in the breaking of the cycle, woman of God.
Amen.
And we have a minute. I know last year we spoke to you and we spoke to Carol about a one-on-one. Carol needs to do a one-on-one because there's some things, even though she's gotten married and she's moving along in her life, there's some things that need to be broken off of Carol as well. I know we spoke last year, planned on doing it. I don't know what happened. It's still open. God says it's still an opening for her to do what she needs to do. And I'll leave it at that. I don't know what's going on financially. I don't know what's going on with family or whatever, but I just hear Father God saying that one-on-one still stands for her.
Okay. I'll ask her to call you.
Amen, amen. Let her know that one day, even just give me a call about the nutrition schools. There's a lot of nutrition schools that I've been coming across, certificate programs as well as degrees, and it's just some awesome things. Is she working in the nutrition field yet?
Yeah, I think that's what she's doing now.
Amen. I would love to speak with her. I would love to speak, connect with her.
Yeah, I'm going to send a message and ask her to kindly call you. Get some time and call you back.
Amen.
Your call has been put on hold. Please wait. Your call has been put on hold. Please wait.
Amen. Amen, sister.
Your call has been put on hold. Please wait. Your call has been put on hold. Please wait.
Sister Beatrice, I'm here. Hold on for 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay, woman of God. So just be at peace. Let me just ask you this. Is Carol pregnant?
Come again?
Is Carol expecting?
She has not told me that.
Okay. Okay. All is well. All is well. Well, woman of God, all is in divine order. I see great things and great favor. Go ahead and look on the and follow up on the United Nations for you in favor. Is favor due to get some type of shot to come to the States?
Yeah, she's done most of the vaccination. So what I need to see is which one the school will require that she has not done, and then we can do it before we come.
Right. Right. Okay, perfect. Make sure you follow up on that. Do you have any questions, woman of God?
No, for now I don't have any question. I really appreciate everything, and I know I'm going to get a testimony from the word of the Lord that has come forth.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to call back and or hit us on Facebook, hit me on Facebook. If you don't see an answer right away, a lot of times if we're on the road or something, I may not check Facebook for a day or two, but I always make it back, and usually my messages are sitting there.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, woman of God, be at peace. I'm excited about this season in your life and what God is doing. And you sound like a new person on yesterday. Whatever you were walking in yesterday, bottle it and keep it, because you sound like a new person in God.
Amen. Amen. We praise God.
Amen. God bless you, and hello to Favor and Brian.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
You, God bless you.
Okay.
Sister Opie, hold on.
Okay.
Sister Opie, did you say when you were here in the States that you were deaf in one ear?
I didn't get your question.
When you were in the States, did you say you're deaf in one ear, or you have a challenge with one ear?
Okay, the question is not clear. Did I say what?
Your ear. What's going on with your ear? Amen. I know you dropped. I know you're coming back in. God is just speaking concerning your ear. There's something. God says he's going to open your ear back up. So I'm going to wait for you to come online just to open it. I know you're coming back. Amen. I know you're coming back in.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me, woman of God?
Yes, I think we're having a network problem. That's why it keeps hanging. I didn't get your question. What was the question?
Your hearing. Father God was speaking to me about hearing. He just showed me your hearing. Did you say when you were in the States that you have one of your ears have a hearing problem?
Yes. The left side has a problem.
Okay. I just hear Father God saying that's going to be resolved. He's going to open that ear back up.
Amen.
I saw Father God touching your ear. How long have you had this problem?
It's been there for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like a breath or wind or something. Father God says you have a testimony about that hearing. He's going to open that ear back up.
Amen. Amen.
And that's the word of the Lord. That's what I saw as we were ready to close. So Father God says you'll have a testimony. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to close this out in prayer. I don't know what it would take, but Brian needs to do his own one-on-one. And Brian needs to manifest his
what I'm
going to
do, what I'm going to do, when, because he left home and I've not seen him. So when we are praying, we are telling God to bring him back. When he comes, I will call, and then you can tell me when you can have one-on-one with him.
Okay. How long ago did he leave home?
He left yesterday. He's just behaving funnily. So we are telling God wherever he is to bring him back so that he can tell us what is disturbing him.
Okay. And Brian needs to do a seed. Brian needs to manifest a seed. Brian needs to do a seed because this situation that he's been walking through, it's time that he walks out of it.
Right.
Okay. So you can give us a call when Brian comes back, but I just have to speak to God about the seed concerning Brian.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. So we're going to close out in prayer. Father God, we thank you for Sister Beatrice. Father God, we thank you for her family. We thank you for blessing the family in a special way. We thank you for the hedge of protection and safety around the family in this season, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the leading of your spirit and the guidance of your spirit around this family, Father God. We thank you for the baby. We thank you for the baby that's coming forth, Father God. Bless the baby, Father God. Bless the baby in a special way.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we thank you for blessing Favor and Brother Brian, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this season of transformation, Father God, and restoration, Father God. We thank you for the healing that's being taken place, generational, Father God, breaking off the generational curses, breaking off the generational fears, breaking off the generational addictions, breaking off the generational doubt. Father God, lead them and guide them and direct them in your will and your way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. Have a wonderful, blessed week, and thank you for sowing your seed, supporting the ministry, and woman of God, go through those materials. They're going to bless you.
Amen. Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome.
Are
you, yes?
Okay. Are you going to send the message to me via email, Alex, like last time?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. I do appreciate it, and God bless you all.
God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. God bless
Bye.
You. Bye. Bye-bye, woman of God.
Bye.